Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family, and good morning to the celebrity host of the show, Risa Gray. Hello, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Always on time, always ready to go, huh, Risa? I'll tell you, I got to find out how you keep such a tight schedule, do all those auditions you do all over, and of course, some of them are virtual, right? You can do an audition virtually.
They're almost all virtual, but I got to tell you, the virtual ones are the hardest because you are your own critic. And so you just become this perfectionist, and what would take, you know, an hour preparation before you go into the office, you're in the office for maybe 10 minutes max, you walk out to the office, and you're done. So you invest it, and you know, including a little drive time in there. So maybe 2.5 hours you spent all together. When you're doing this thing yourself, you do it over and over and over. And it's ridiculous.
Wow, I thought it'd be the opposite.
Everybody did. Until we started becoming perfectionists. But,
yes.
You know, there's still no business like show business.
You got
it.
The old adage, we got the ABC, Reese. We got the ABC Youth Foundation coming up on June 11th with Archie Moore's son, Billy Moore. And then we got the Influential Fight League coming up. I think that's coming up, the Influential Fight League. What is that, on the 18th? Now, that's Instagram versus TikTok. That's going to be interesting. There's so much, you know. We got the Easy Way Magazine, the Easy Way Wall
of Fame. I wanted to find out if that was going to be Instagram versus TikTok physically.
I hear you're dabbling in that. So I'm going to see if we can get you in the ring with somebody. We'll see what happens here.
Well, no. See, that's just it. I'm not getting in the ring with anybody. There was a time I wanted to be a WWF woman wrestler, but that time is many, many moons ago.
Well, no, we got easywayinfo.com, easywayinfo.com. You can go check everything out. We had a busy weekend. We saw the, we had SAS Studios with the individuals that were with the Donald movie. Eric was up on stage speaking. We went, it was a packed event. And then from there, we went to the Easy Way Wall of Fame Cash Studio in Santa Monica. That's going to be a big situation for business to podcast. And by then I was puffing because the next day we went to NAMM and Eric basically took over on that one. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff, Rick, a lot of stuff. But with that, I think we're going to roll into a commercial, and then we have a very interesting guest coming up, Tim Harrington.
No, actually, we're going to go to Hot Topic first.
Oh, that's right. Hot Topic time.
After all these years, I don't know why I keep a pencil in front of me.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, instead of one day to vote, you've had a whole week to vote. Have you turned in your ballot yet? Have you gone to the polling place and actually voted? A vote that stays in your house does not count. This is my last warning. I'm telling you, tomorrow is the last day. You can fill out your ballot at home and take it in the envelope. Make sure you sign everything on the envelope and drop it into the box. Or you can go in, surrender your mail-in ballot, and make sure you take it with you because they don't know if you're voting twice or not if you don't bring the ballot with you. Take the ballot with you, surrender it to the ballot people, and then go to the booth and vote the old-fashioned way or on the computer. Or you can mail it, but if you're going to mail it, I'd say mail it today because if you mail it tomorrow, it might get lost in the mail, take 2 or 3 days to get there. They don't always time stamp the mail anymore, so your vote might not count. So at this late date, I'd say fill out your ballot, take it in, turn it in. Don't fill out your ballot, take it in, vote in person. Or, like I said, you can take it to the county register's office even if you want to and vote directly. But the important thing is vote. Things that are so important on this ballot, depending on where you live, it may be mayor, it may be councilman, it may be senators. There's a plethora of things to vote for. Take some time today, look over your ballot, know who you're voting for, and make sure that ballot is voted tomorrow at the absolute latest. The polls close at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. Make sure that your ballot is there. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Vote, vote, vote. Race California elections, June 7th. You want to get out there, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Average amount of people that vote is about 65%. I got a friend of mine, Greg Grass, who's running, and he was a lieutenant colonel. And he was you remember the movie, Reese, with the Tom Cruise Top Gun? Well, he was literally a Top Gun instructor at Top Gun, like in the movie. Great rest. So anyway, a veteran Russian diplomat in Geneva has resigned over his country's invasion of Ukraine in a rare political protest from within the Russian foreign policy establishment. That's rare. Boris Bondovia, counselor at the Russian permanent mission to the UN and general vote, never have I been so ashamed of my country. That says a lot for one of the people on the inside there. Cosmopolitan is fading in Russia as a cultural rift with the rest of the world grows. High-end boutiques leaving Russia cities along with McDonald's after 30 years. They've gone. It doesn't stop there. 90% of the bakeries run on their equipment imported from Europe, and a lot of them have left, so some of the donut shops are closed. And all almost 1,000 countries have left, including the U.S. sanctions, another $500 million to support. Oh, the U.S. Is donating another $500 million to support the Ukraine military effort, including high-tech missiles. I hate to report on some of this stuff, but we had 17 dead and another weekend of mass shootings across America. So we've got a lot of investigations going on there. North Korea missile test, well, they're being matched by U.S. and South Korea's own missile test. The first North Korea force will be met with, just letting them know, force will be met with force. And then 20 years ago, there was an area of ice estimated to weigh 500 billion tons dramatically broke off in the Antarctic continent and shattered into thousands of pieces. Well, now there's another one. It's 1,255 square miles. The Larsen B ice shelf was known to be the big area that's melting fast. But now they're finding out there's cracks in that shelf, and when it's 100 times larger, so if it were to break off. But these concerns aren't for us because it'll be way beyond our lifetime if that ever breaks off and melts. Weight loss is big business. Over 40% of Americans are considered obese. Now a group of obesity doctors and scientists say that calorie restriction could cause more harm than good. The body fights back when people eat less, said Harvard professor. Restricting calories not only causes people to be more hungry, but also slows down metabolism. Like some people have the fast metabolism. Well, this a lot of research going on in this field. Biden administration to waive solar imports on tariffs for about 2 years. And online gambling is becoming a big issue. Many are against it, fearing it will lead to a big addiction to gambling. And it's you're talking about an estimated $90 billion in this kind of gambling situation. Wow. So it depends on each state. Experts say the underlying momentum of the U.S. economy remains solid. Unemployment at all-time lows. The paychecks are going up, inflation's going up too, but it's supposed to look solid for 2022. A 911 dispatcher was fired for hanging up on a caller that was reporting a shooting. And I tell you, I can see I could just go on and on. There's just so many reports to do. I got about another 3 pages. So we have Southern California is one of the main destinations for tourists this summer, along with Florida, Yellowstone, and the Grand Canyon. Okay, so with that, we're going to move on. We have a commercial coming up, and then we have a very interesting guest.
Now comes the commercial, Jim.
Okay.
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
The BrainTap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of BrainTap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30 minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your BrainTap, close your eyes, and begin your course review. BrainTapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
Visit braintap.com/easyway for more information. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. BrainTap. And it changes your, it is definitely beneficial for the brain. And I don't know about you, Reef, but I need some brain tapping here. So we got.
I need definitely some help with my brain.
We have Tim J. Harrington coming on with us today, and I wanted to get him on. He's a retired Marine sergeant. He's the president of the American Legion Riders Group, and he's a mortgage advisor. He knows what's going on in the mortgage business, and it's definitely been an up and down, you know, hill here with the mortgage people, with the interest rates and everything. And I could go on and on with his accolades, but we're going to bring him on. Now, Timothy Harrington. Tim, you on with us?
I am on with you. Can you hear me okay?
There he is. We got you, Tim. We got you. Tim, I wanted to introduce you to Aretha Gray. Aretha, this is Tim Harrington.
Welcome,
hey, Aretha,
Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Well, Reith, I'll tell you, Tim is a busy guy. It's one of these guests that I'm glad we had a chance to bring him on because he's always rocking and rolling somewhere. And Tim, what, you know, you're a retired Marine, and you've got out of the service, and you have so much going on. I'll start out with what you brought you down to the road of real estate and mortgage brokerage. What was it that piqued your interest in that?
Well, thank you, first off, for having me on. So, as you mentioned, I am a retired Marine. I served about 24 and a half years in the Marine Corps. I'm a Mustang guy, so I retired actually as an 04 as a major, and I retired in 2005. I went to work for two different defense contract companies after I retired, great companies. And, you know, while doing those work or while working for those companies, I kind of thought, you know, I'd kind of like to be able to eat what I kill, per se. So effort in, effort out is what I was looking for. So I switched gears, got out of the defense contracting business and went into mortgages, went and worked for a great company, been with them for about 10 years now. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's, pardon me, that's my service dog in the back, if you hear him going.
Are you on a speaker, Tim?
No, you know what? I'm I'm speaking through my hearing aids. Can you hear me okay, though?
Yeah, it's a little echo, but okay.
All right, let me try to change that up.
Yeah, we're Let's used to little technical things. That are, most of us on the show can't hear anyway, so.
Well, I wear two hearing aids, so I understand exactly what you're talking about. But
and Rita
so
has the horn.
Business.
She still has.
There you go. So after I retired and got into the mortgage business, you know, I'd been involved with the American Legion and the American Legion Riders pretty much since I was a little kid. And
oh wow,
you know,
you've been
I got
from that long.
You know, my
there's
father
so many
was,
interesting things. Wow.
My father was a veteran, and you know, that seemed to be the hangout and the place for everybody to go to play cards and to do good for the community. And so I've been a member of the American Legion for a long time, and also a motorcycle enthusiast. And so I joined the American Legion Riders, and it's been a great fit, you know.
I saw your flyer, and you had a, what was called, I think it was a poker run, and I was going to go down and try to meet you with that situation, bring a World War II guy with me. Now, that turned out, now what your poker run did, and the American Legion Riders is a group of the American Legion that actually has motorcycles and they go on these rides, but they do a lot of good works. Because what was the benefit and who are you supporting on your last run that you had for your poker run? You raised
yeah,
some money on that. You raised about $12,000.
Yeah, thanks for asking that. Our goal was $12,000 and we actually raised a little bit more than $12,000. And the recipient of the funds for that event was an organization called, pardon me, was Wounded Warrior Homes based right out of North County, San Diego here. And they have three different homes. They take in house veterans who can't afford housing. And they make the veterans be a productive part of society, whether they're going to school or working. It's need-based, so they do charge some, but again, they only charge what an individual can afford to pay each month. And they do a lot more than just give housing. They also give, you know, they take them to doctor's appointments. They ensure that they're taking their medications that they need to be taking. And $12,000, I mean, that goes a long way. They also have a food
yeah.
bank where they take and provide food for not just the veterans that are living in those homes, but some of the homeless veterans in the area as well. So
wow.
great organization.
That's an exciting way to do it, too. You know, you have the bikes and everything. I was a bike enthusiast. What are most of the bikes that the guys have today? In the runs, are they mostly the American bikes, the Harleys and the Indians and things like that, or do you go out to the you know, the foreign bikes too?
Yeah, so one of the requirements on being a American Legion rider is to have a motorcycle of 500cc or higher, licensed, insured, and be a capable rider. And but I would say probably 90% of the riders ride American-made motorcycles, whether it's a Harley or an Indian. And
yeah.
And you know, it's kind of funny because we went to a state convention last month, and out of 400 people there, probably 75% were 55 and older, and so. We, as our group, I mean, we're doing a very hard push to try to get younger veterans or younger sons of the American Legion or Legion Auxiliary members in part of the organization and part of the riders because, you know, we have four pillars that we take and concentrate on: Americanism,
Children and Youth, National Security, and Veterans Affairs. So we do a lot of good for the communities, and quite honestly, we need a lot of new blood in to help keep this going. So,
well, you know what? That's what we're going to be. That's what we're going to be talking about. You know, Tim, you and I talked about that, and we're going to work on that, and hopefully, we'll see you. And then maybe make another little run with some of your guys over to the ABC situation to help the kids, ABC Youth Foundation, on this coming Saturday. Boy, they come around fast. And so, all right, so you, now, did you get out unscathed? Well, you were in the military for a while. Did you come out with any bumps and bruises?
Yes, but, you know, it's not so much about me. You know, I mean, I think everybody comes out with some bumps and bruises that they spend a few years in. And, yeah. You know, it's part of the game. I mean, you know, you figure from 81 to 2005, there was a lot of things going on, whether it was Bosnia, Somalia, Iraq, OIF, OEF. You know, there's been some turmoil in the world in the past, during that 25-year period, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you did the switchover in the mortgage, and that's almost going into a war in itself with what went on. Now I could say in the last couple of years, there's really been a wave, an up and down wave in the mortgage industry, and which you probably noticed these rocketed rates coming from the lowest rates we've had in such long. Because back in '77, I was at a 9%. And I couldn't believe when they got down to the 4% range, let alone the 3 and the 2. And you could do a buy down, which is what people pretty much, what do you think, Tim? A lot of people, are they really trying to do the buy downs now? Because the rates are, what, 5.5%, 6% range? You go into a mortgage, you have to qualify for a bigger loan. And do they make enough? So you must be losing people. So how do they get around this now?
Yeah, it's pretty funny because, you know, when the pandemic happened in 2020, 2021, I mean, they were banner years for everybody in the housing market, right? Buying and selling, and business was absolutely booming, and interest rates were down around, you know, 2.25% for a VA loan. Now they're about, you know, 4.5%, so pretty significantly change. But, you know, you talk about buying down and buying points. I mean, I always do a thing called a return on investment. Hey, if you pay points, how much are you going to have to pay? And then how much money are you going to save? And then figure that out over time. If somebody's going to be in a house over 36 months, 48 months, whatever it is, where's that break-even point? So, you know, we just need to sit down and talk about it and see what makes sense for each individual and their particular needs.
Now, back years ago, I think rule of thumb was it was every $600 per $100,000. So if you got a $300,000 mortgage, that's $1,800, and that's, like, ridiculous now. Now the mortgages are $800. So what would you be looking at for your average down now? Is it still a 20, people or banks are asking for about 20%? Is that still par for the course?
It's still 20%, but, you know, we actually offer like a professional loan for doctors, lawyers, professional people, nurses, where they can actually get a loan with no mortgage insurance, 100% financing. So, I mean, that's an incredible option. But 20% is low, but we're partnered with some really good mortgage companies, mortgage insurance companies, I should say, where our MI is pretty low and relatively affordable. So, you know, sometimes it makes sense to have a little bit of, mortgage insurance instead of, you know, sometimes it makes sense paying an extra $100 a month for mortgage insurance by coming out with an extra $50,000. So, each individual person has their own particular circumstances that need to be looked at, and that's what we try to do.
Yeah, and
so,
Tim,
are you on the Wall of Fame?
Tim hasn't I don't think he's gotten on yet. I just met him not too long ago. But what do you think? Oh, we got to get you on there. Tim will be getting on the wall, right?
I'd love to be on the Wall of Fame. I'm not for sure what all that entails, but sign me up.
He's a new guy.
All right.
He's new. We're veteran talk when we first get together. We, you know, talk veteran stuff and everything. But I haven't met him in person yet, but we're going to be meeting up soon. And we got a lot of stuff we're going to be doing. But, Tim, well, thank you for coming on the show. This is a busy time for you, I realize. And I want to congratulate you and thank you for your years of service. And I
thank you for your service.
I know a lot of people.
Ma'am,
sir,
thank you for your support.
Sure. When I make this comment, I think a lot of people are going to think I'm crazy, but I would love to become part of the writers. I can see Aretha putting her hand in her forehead, and Eric, too. But
I know you're crazy, so it's okay. You're going to learn how to ride a bike at this point? Or didn't you ride a bike at some point?
Yeah, I used to ride. Yeah, I could pull the big wheelie. I could pull the wheelies for a block, did all this stuff. But that was also 50 years ago. But anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I want to thank you, Tim, for coming on. It's been a pleasure. And you've got so much going on. You've accomplished so much. Great job. And we'll be touching base soon, and we'll see if we get together this next weekend here.
Perfect. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
And with that, Reese, can I say commercial now, Reese? Am I on track with that? And then we're going to be going to Carmelita's Corner?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Willis, owner and the executive producer of BETV. Right now we're looking for positive content and are opening the door to all the quality, elite YouTube channels out there to submit to us their content. Call 877-399-2929 if you'd like to be on BETV.
Join us February 5th, Saturday at 8 p.m.
This is Expansion, the broadcast that focuses on expanding the profile of businesses, entrepreneurs, and artists. In these unprecedented times, an efficient balance between brick and mortar and broadcast is essential. Expansion gives businesses, entrepreneurs, and artists the opportunity to express their vision on a vast network of platforms the easy way. I'm Jason
about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. And I've got a grand reason for feeling that way, because I've got grand guests coming your way. I've got none other than Sir Mickey William Stevenson and his beautiful wife, Michelle Stevenson, coming your way. Now, let me introduce Mickey. He probably needs no introduction because he is a household name. But you need to know that he's getting ready to be recognized for his hard work, and very much well-deserved. He's coming up for the Songwriter Hall of Fame Award June the 16th at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, New York. So we want to congratulate him for that, and we also want to congratulate him because he got officially married last year, November 11th, 2021, to Michelle Stevenson. And they've got a lot of history between the two of them. And I just want to let you know that for those of you who are familiar with these songs, that he is behind them. He has written so many hits. He has co-written hits. And one of his favorites is Dancing in the Streets. Oh, yes, Dancing in the Streets. And he's also responsible for Ask the Lonely. And he has been involved with other hit songs such as Jimmy Ruffin's What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, My Baby Loves Me with Martha of the Vandellas, Upright, Everything's All Right by Stevie Wonder, Stubborn Kind of Fellow for Marvin Gaye. And incidentally, we've got a cute story about the devil in the blue dress on, the devil with the blue dress on, that he wrote with Shorty Long, and he was really short. He actually wasn't able to get his feet to touch the piano pedals. That's how short he was. But he liked the tall ladies. And there are many other hit songs. And because of that, we have the likes of Diana Ross. We've got Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, Four Tops, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Kim Weston, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Isley Brothers. We've got the Jackson 5, which eventually one of the greatest pop stars, pop rock, R&B stars emerged from, we all know, as Michael Jackson, and many, many more. And we have Mickey to thank for that. How about that? He was the cornerstone of building Motown. And, of course, we all know that Berry Gordy was the founder, and Mickey refers to him as the chairman, the chairman or BG. But without any further ado, let me introduce you to Sir William Mickey Stevenson and Michelle. And we're going to listen a little bit to his hit. So let's bring it on. I'm dancing because we've got Sir William Mickey Stevenson and Michelle Stevenson. Welcome to the Carmelita's Corner.
Hey, I was dancing. You had me dancing.
Yeah, all right. You keep on dancing. Michelle, are you dancing too?
I was dancing too. I'm right here with him.
All right.
Having a party over here.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Every day we wake up, it's time to party.
Yeah, I'm off. You got that right.
Well,
listen,
Mickey, you have such a legacy. I mean, where do we begin? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, of course, congratulations. And to you, Michelle, congratulations for being Mrs. Stevenson.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carmelita.
Well, you said
well,
you
so
up,
then
you,
let's
you
start.
You get up so much.
Huh?
I said, you gave me such a build up there. I don't know if I should say anything.
All right. Well, you, but as long as you get those legs moving and you dancing, you're ahead of the game.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I understand the two of you do sing. You still sing, I should say, with Michelle in church. You both
oh,
belong
yeah.
to the
oh,
choir,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. We have a I think it's a what is it called? Acquired the first when you first come in.
Praise and worship.
Praise and,
we're part
praise
of a
and
praise
worship,
and worship
yeah.
team. In the morning, we go to two churches. So in the morning, we sing. Mickey does a lot of solos. I don't know
All
if
right.
you know that, can't believe it.
Well, I know that you discovered a young man, Dietrich Hayden, in church. And I've had the privilege of watching him in the comfort of my home. I watched it on the television screen here. But you said he's like Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder all wrapped in one, right?
And he's, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
He's incredible and very creative, writer. We wrote some songs together. I was amazed when I met him. I'm doing this show called Azusa Revival, the musical, where the Holy Spirit came down on Azusa Street in Los Angeles. True story, unbelievable. And I'm doing it as a musical. And the head of that show, of course, was William Seymour, black man, that came to California, started his church. It's an incredible story. And I decided I had to find someone that could play that character. And my wife took me to a church to hear Dietrich perform, sing. When I went in and I heard him sing, I said, wow, this guy is perfect for the character. Then I heard him preach. I said, wait a minute. It's a natural gift. He preaches anything. Then I found out that he wrote and produced some films and stuff like that. I said, okay, he's the one. And he
right.
was so amazing. That's God guiding me in the right direction for this particular production. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. And so we've been there. From that point on, we got to be close and tight. I want to see if we could get along as two people. And it was a natural thing. Everything worked perfectly. So we did some songs together. We did I Can't Breathe together, that song of and had Whoopi Goldberg put it on her show. It was phenomenal. And then I found out he's had some great gospel songs out because that was not my field, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the guy's incredible. So that's how he got into it, and we got to be very, very close. So I go from one church, of course, then I go over to his church and on Sunday. So I do two churches on Sunday. Lord,
mm-hmm.
that's busy. Yep, having a good time with it, too.
Well,
so that's
beautiful. Yes, and that keeps.
And Carmelita, if I may add to the story, what
mm-hmm.
really inspired, one of the things that inspired Mickey about Dietrich Hayden was one of Mickey's sons was sick, and no one knew. We never told anyone at the church, and I kept telling Mickey to invite his son to the church, and Dietrich Hayden didn't preach that Sunday. It was a guest speaker, so the guest speaker was preaching and just moving around the audience. And called out Mickey's son's sickness. And that really just was a game changer for everybody. We were all in tears. We never told anyone about Mickey's son's sickness. So I just think it's important to talk about the miracle that took place that really made a difference for all of us.
Wow. And how is he doing now?
My son?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's doing much better. Much better. Amazing. Much better. And the preacher said to him, when you heal, your job now is to tell the people how you got healed and why. That was
mm-hmm.
it. That's all he said. And it's happening.
And I just thought that was showing an alignment with Azusa on 1906 because there were so many miracles that took place in Azusa. So it was just perfect alignment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful. And you know, I definitely believe in prayer, and I believe in miracles, too.
Oh,
and
wow.
By the
okay.
way, you know, I sent you a greeting from Claudette, First Lady of Motel, of the Miracles, and she's such a lovely soul. I just love her.
Oh, isn't she?
Yeah, she might be listening in because she said she was going to try to check you out. You know, she's on the road now, but she said she was going to try to tune in.
Oh, she's wonderful. She's wonderful. She's from the first day I met her, she had a smile on her face that was charming, you know, just charming.
Mm-hmm.
And we did some things together. We did, they wanted to learn some jazz songs. Because I said, well, why are you doing jazz? I mean, you guys are going great as the Miracles. Like, but they wanted some jazz songs. That's okay. All right, I'll show you. And I would take them, start rehearsing them to do jazz. And they were really great with it. And Claudette said, I remember she said that we would do the songs, rehearse the songs, and we would do them to see if we could please him, talking about me. And I said, wow, I was devoted to them. And she was so wonderful about everything that she did. She was like, she's just a blessing. Never
she
had
is,
anything.
She is a blessing, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you know her birthday's coming up this month. If it already hasn't happened, I need to check the exact date. But Claudette, if you're there, happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, Claudette.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Is that her? Is she there? Oh, fantastic.
Well, you know, she's with us, not in the flesh, but she's with us. And, you know, I've had the privilege of having her come over as a guest to our home. She's such a wonderful person. But when you mentioned sunshine, my thoughts just went to the Linda Hopkins, who's gone on to glory.
Uh-huh.
And she was such a wonderful person. I used to always call her Sunshine Lady. That was my name for her. I never called her Linda.
Okay.
I always just said Sunshine Lady. And I mentioned her, you know, I don't know if you've already done the Sang Sister Sang, but I hope you include her or think about putting her in your musical.
I will do that because I had a lot of fun with her. She was a
mm-hmm.
very powerful person on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And, she stuck right to the point, too. I mean, she would lay it right on you. But I'll definitely consider that because when I saw your writing about her, I said, wow, Linda Hopkins, yeah. I made quite a few of her shows. Wherever I was at, if she was anywhere around, I would go by and see her.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of the kind of people that draw you right in, you know. So I agree
and
with you. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, and you know, Mahalia Jackson discovered her when she was just a child.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Mahalia was one of her mentors.
Oh, wow. I got Mahalia, of course, is in my show.
I know.
And,
that's why
oh,
I
man,
mentioned it.
I'll make that clear. Thank you very much.
Yeah. In fact, I've got Linda's picture on our wall here in our office. I'm looking at it right now. She was, we honored her with my organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, which she was a member of many years. She was a big supporter, and we had a big show honoring her, and we had a Mardi Gras theme. We brought in the second line dancers, and we had a big band in the works.
Where'd you do that at? Where was that at?
I had it out in Hollywood at the Celebrity Center. Beautiful location.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was wondering that. Okay. Yeah, okay. Wow, it's a wonder to do this. Was I there at that time? Let me see.
Well, at that particular time, we weren't in touch. But like
okay.
I said, we do have a lot in common, a lot of people that we've known in common, you know, over the years. And, you know, it's a small world, and they talk about 90 degrees of separation, that you only really a little bit away from someone. There's usually somebody that's connected to the person that you've met. So it's
You're
really
right.
Small, it's really a small world.
You're right. It is. And that's a good thing because the time we're in now, forget it. It's amazing. We are in an amazing place. Amazing place.
It is. And, you know, the time is going fast, and I want to talk a little bit about Michelle. Michelle is such an amazing lady, you know, and plus she's beautiful to go along with it. So I want to tell the folks a little bit about her. She is a clinical hypnotherapist, and she has an involvement in helping folks through trauma. You know, she's a mindology fitness trainer, and she's helping people to deal with crisis, domestic crisis and violence. And, you know, I wrote a song called Evil Man. I'd like you to hear it.
Oh, wow.
It, it really connected to that. Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you one day. You'll hear it. I performed it at the Grammy viewing party in April 3rd. And our producer of our show here, Eric Zuli, was there with his beautiful other half, Dr. Dante Sears. I'm going to give her a shout-out to both of them. And it was really a lot of fun. So anyway, I want you guys to you know, think about that song. It might, Michelle, maybe you might be able to use it for one of your causes.
Yeah, send that to me right away, though. That sounds interesting. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
That's an interesting name, Evil Man. Is that what you said?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of evil. Well, there's some evil women, too, but.
Yeah.
No, there's no evil women. Only evil men.
Well, there's a few, but there's a lot of evil men.
Oh no!
I can't win this conversation, fellas. All the male guys listen. No, we can't win this conversation.
Well, look at what's happening in the Ukraine. They've got a evil man over there attacking innocent people.
He's insane. Yeah, he's a devil's lieutenant. You know what I mean? Yep, he's the devil's lieutenant. No, devil's got some lieutenants out here now.
Definitely.
He's been here for years.
Oh, yes, so and the devil is having a field day, I'm telling you.
Oh,
but,
yeah, good job.
Yeah, but listen, speaking of that, we have to make sure that we put the right people in office. And like Aretha Gray was talking about earlier, now my husband and I, we used the Dropbox yesterday. So that may be a convenient way to vote, but we've got to make sure we put the right people in office in order to save our democracy. Right now, a lot of people don't realize how close we are to losing it if they don't wake up and do the right thing.
Everybody that can possibly take someone with them to vote, people who can't get around, everybody
mm-hmm.
should be responsible to take someone with them to make sure that they vote. This is so important.
We've really got to make sure, because there's active forces trying to take it away from us, and that is our right as citizens. So we need to hang on to the right to vote.
Be great.
Some of the
ministers and churches. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'll say some of the ministers in their churches, they should make sure that everybody in their church, not only do they vote, take someone that can't get there with them. That would really kind of cut this thing down. You know what I mean? You got to be responsible. You got to take some responsibility. It's very important for us. Very, very important.
Well, on that note, Mickey and Michelle, I think that we have just left a very, very important lesson and message to the people. And I'm going to have to sign out, so let's do some more dancing. Let's put the dancing on the street back on so we can dance our way out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Come on, let's go.
New York City. It's our time.
phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Oh, I was dancing, not in the street, but I was dancing in my house. Doesn't that bring back memories? Dancing in the street. Thank you for that, Carmelita. That was a good, good segment of Carmelita's Corner. I like that. Anyway, I digress. This is my tech time. So let's talk about all of these frauds. I know I've been talking about frauds lately, but this horror story of people losing their entire life savings. And nowadays, if you pushed the wrong button or said yes to something that was requested for you to say yes to, but it wasn't what they did with your yes, they went in and cleaned out your bank account. And what's happening now is the financial institutions are refusing to cancel that amount of money. So if you said yes to a recorded message, they take that yes, they transfer it to saying something about you agree to pay whatever amount of money, and they take that money out of your bank. The bank is now saying, we did our due diligence. You didn't do yours. So, no, we're not going to refund you that money. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, don't say yes to recorded messages. Make sure you talk to a human being. If someone calls your house and says your car is the repair warranty is running out and you never had a repair warranty, or even if you did, if it's a recorded message or they give you a number to call back, don't call back, because they have got it set up so you think you may be calling your bank, but you think you may be calling the dealership. You think you're calling the insurance company, but they've got that number routed to somebody's phone, and they're going to talk you out of your money. For years, we've been protected by the financial institutions, but now the scammers are getting so wise. They're coming up with things because they don't care about whether or not you get paid back or not. But they're coming up with things so that they get away scot-free. There are billions of dollars being lost every year, some large amounts just from a single individual or a senior couple. Let me give you some tips. If it's a recorded message and they call at your house, all you have to do is say hello. If they answer back and say anything, ask you, you know, give us your phone number, your Social Security number. If it's a recorded message, do not do it. If it is a company that you don't do business with, don't answer any questions. If it's a credit card company, you may or may not have that credit card. Hang up and call the number on the back of your credit card and ask them, are you having a contest to give me a new car? And when they say, no, we have no idea what you're talking about, then you know that you are about to be scammed. It doesn't matter that you think you've never given your email address or your phone number to anybody. They are on records where they have broken into large institutions. They've taken thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of email addresses, addresses, personal telephone numbers, cell phones. They have that information. So all they need is your mother's maiden name. Don't give it to them. All they need is your password to your bank account. Do not give it to them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our own greed. I hate to put it this way, but it's our own greed that gets us in trouble, because you hear, oh, you just want a new car. All we need, no. You may probably not miss out on a new car, but if you agree to giving them these answers, you may find yourself in deep debt, because they've wiped out your bank account. It's not worth it. So if it's a recorded message, hang up on it. I don't care if they say they're the Social Security Department and you're going to lose your check. Hang up on them and call the Social Security Department on the number on your paperwork. Do not conduct business over the phone with people that you do not know. Make sure you call them. Ask them, When did I sign up for this? Don't even ask them that. Don't even do that. Just hang up. Better to be safe than sorry. That's my tech time for today. I promise I won't talk about that too much more in the future because I know all of you are smart. You get it. You're not going to let your money get stolen. That's my tech time. Jim, what's your gym for today?
Okay, baby, okay, boomers. Baby boomers, it's time for Jim.
Jim's. It's always good to reiterate, you know, to stay up on top. And that's what Aretha does. She goes over because we know this stuff and we let it slip away and then we turn around and do it. I do research on seniors and they lose their savings accounts because of, you know, scam situations that come up, investing, and they fall for these things. And so anyway, so I'll tell you what, you know, Carmelita had, you know, her guest on there, William Mickey Stevenson and his wife, Michelle. And see, for us baby boomers, this stuff really touches home. That was a 64 song, that Dancing in the Streets. That's about 1 year before I started driving. But, I mean, that song is kind of historical. It's made with Joe Hunter, Marvin Gaye, and, you know, that's about as big as it gets. And so these are memories when they play that stuff because, like, for Reese and I, we think back, and it definitely brings back memories. But anyway, fast-forwarding a million years, we got Metaverse. But you know what's funny is what's going on and with these songs that I, you know, like Dancing in the Streets and all these songs we had back in the 60s. I go to a restaurant and they're playing these songs in the restaurant. And I asked the waitress who was about 25, I said, you know, this isn't your music. Do you enjoy listening to this stuff? And several of them had told me, yes, they enjoy the music from the 60s because they can hear the bells, they can hear the words, and it's relaxing, it's peaceful, and they listen to it all day long. They are. So anyway, getting up to where we're at now, going to another planet, another universe, there you find Eric Zulli. And he's out there in the metaverse land, and the shows, the, you know, like I say, he's the portal between online media, radio, and television, and the NFTs now, and all this stuff going on, and how to resource and benefit that. Now it can benefit you and your business. So problem is, like I've told you before, I'm still in the old days impressed by how does the television set work. That's really amazing. And you know, for the little history of the television, the hardest part about that was transferring it over from black and white TV to color. And they had buildings all over New York with scientists and they're trying to figure that out. That was a difficult one. They almost gave up on that. But we have color now. And we're going to see if we can bring Eric on and kind of catch us up on some of the stuff that's going on because we've got this studio now, the Easy Way studio that Eric's going to tell you about. And it's the podcasting and the metaverse stuff. Metaverse is beyond belief when you can walk into a shopping center. So Eric, you
good morning.
Hello,
I am,
Eric.
Can you hear me?
Coming on. Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey,
and
Dad.
Thank
good
you
morning.
For coming
good morning,
on the
Lisa.
Show and helping us get caught up on some of this stuff. We were talking about the with Mickey being on there with the 64 rendition, the Dancing in the Streets, and the old memories that brings us. And now we're up in Eric's age with the social media and the metaverse and the NFTs and so on and so forth, and how you produce something and broadcast it and resource what so many people want to do today, which is podcasting, and how it could benefit business and so on. So you kind of take the stage here a little bit on, and we're talking about another studio in Santa Monica. So fill us in on what's going on here.
Yeah, thanks. Well, welcome everybody. Good morning. I was kind of digging the whole Dancing in the Streets thing too. I actually, you know, being a younger, a next generation, a little bit past the millennials, I actually did recognize that song, and it just got a good vibe, and that was cool. That was a great segment, Carmelita on Carmelita's Corner. Yeah. So as far as what we're doing, I mean, basically we're building a community, and as we build this community, more and more options, more and more people come in, more and more business options of what they do, more and more opportunities, more and more doorways, and it's just growing and growing and growing for our members. And so a couple of our new members, just basically I'm kind of digging into the time machine bag, and I'm going back in the past when I used to work with Akon and I used to do a lot of promoting in Hollywood. I used to do a lot of events. I had a PR firm. Our YouTube channel has almost 14 million viewers with What You Need TV, and when I used to hit all the carpets, and I'm digging back into the back in the day bag, and I'm pulling a lot of the resources that I had back then, and I'm pulling them into 2022. And so one of the resources, one of my friends that I've known for a really long time, she's a really major publicist and sponsorship professional. She works very professionally with large events like BET and Oscars and things like that. And so it's kind of interesting to go back in the day and talk to someone that you knew as this, but you know, you haven't talked to them for 10 years and then now they're this. And they've grown so much. And so we've basically joined forces as of this moment. She brought a gentleman with Live Nation to the table and a lady that's really extensive with nonprofits and grants and things like that. And it's just a great little team. And they happen to be dealing with a studio in Santa Monica. And this studio is kind of a new age studio. It's not a typical studio. And two of the biggest and best features is the stage that they have, which holds about 75 people to watch that stage. It's actually a perfect live studio audience stage, but there's a giant monitor behind the stage, so it makes it real simple to pull up anything in promotions, and it has a really great background to it. And the way that the monitor, the way the Active makes your screen is there, it comes up good on camera, so it's like a great background, and it really just helps the digital ambiance. And then as well as they have the ability to create merchandise right there as you're there, and white label for influencers. And so an influencer is someone that has a following and builds a community and has a large following, and so they're working with these influencers. The company's called Famecast. We're called Easy Way. We have the Easy Way Wall of Fame, so we threw cast at the end of it, and we're really playing together strong now with Easy Way Wall of Fame cast. So all of our members are going to have like a kind of a YouTube Studios kind of option, and we're working really hard on as you guys listen to this podcast today, we're going to build a podcast network. We're building a new site that's going to make it really simple for our podcast hosts and producers to be able to build their audience and run their shows and get sponsors and advertise and basically have a back end where they can log in and run all that stuff. And then we have Easy Way Promotions, which has exponentially grown in the last 20 years, has a large subscriber following, and we get options with Easy Way Events and all the members and all the events that they do. And like I said, the community is so great at this point. We're creeping over 900 members that are quality people. And so they're interested in our community. We're interested in their space, and it works out really well. So we're in talks right now of some amazing stuff, and we're going to be doing more and more podcasts. We have Everett's podcast coming out, which is the Protect You podcast, which is a bit basically how to protect your business, how to protect you personally. And it's going to be an interesting podcast, we believe. We have the Rock You podcast for coaches. We got that one coming out. We have the Will Perfect, Perfect Zone podcast, and then we have Radio Boomers Live. So we have four podcasts that we're working hard on, and then we're going to be opening up the options for anybody out there that wants to make more money at home. Podcasting is the best way to do that, because what people don't really realize is if you want to grow an audience, you need to find somebody with an audience and interview them. That's the best way to grow your audience, period. You go back into the old school days of how to grow your audience, and that's interviewing somebody with a following, and then when they promote to that following, hey, I'm going to be on this particular platform at this time, a couple of people are going to trickle over to check out that platform. And then you may pull in a couple of those people. That's a simple way of building an audience, and everybody is doing it now. Podcasting is very powerful. And there's audio podcasting, and then there's visual streaming, which is podcasting. So we're going towards the audio, just like iHeartRadio did, really strong. Because people like to just be on their phone and sit back and enjoy listening to a podcast, getting information, hanging out and listening to music that you heard back in the day. And Radio Boomers Live is really rocking. You know, people are enjoying it. It brings you back in the day to some old school stuff, and it's got comedy to it. And you and Retha, and Engineer, go ahead and unmute Retha so she can join us. You know, you and Retha have really built a great platform that people do enjoy following, and we're just going to make it that much easier on them to subscribe to it.
Oh, we like that. Make it easier on us. Retha and I enjoy those terms. Carmelita probably does too. Make it as easy as possible on us.
You know, and
that's what
Carmelita
happens when you become a boomer and you get up in age. You want it the easy way. I really appreciate that
you don't realize,
more
Eric,
than ever now.
Yeah, when you say that, Eric, when everybody's mentioned an easy way, all we do is look up and go, yes, we need the easy way now. How does that work, you know?
Well, Eric, you're
beyond
way,
amazing
the easy way,
what you've put together. I'm dumbfounded on
what
you. And, guys, he didn't get it from me. We must have some relative back there somewhere who used to do these amazing things, because what I see Eric doing is, like, I just can't believe it, what he puts up with in the technical world and all the different worlds, and how he learns this stuff and just keeps, and then what he learns and what he comes across, then he just, like, shows the people how he changes and improves it. They're like, they sit back in their chair going, wow. And he's doing that all the time. It's amazing. So where'd you get that from,
Eric? To simplify things, to really make it simple for all the listeners, I mean, we digitize your business and your brand. That's ultimately what our business does. And inside of that, there's digital promotions, there's development, there's management of your business, CRMs, there's getting on stage, there's all. So it may seem a little complicated, but that's because we want to have so many doors and so many options available to our members. And the more that we grow and expand the relationships, the more options that happen for our members. And ultimately, we're a membership promotional-based organization, and we do development. We do everything from A to Z to help a business because we affiliate with so many other businesses. So really, it is easy to understand it if you a la carte it. If you look at it and go, oh, wow, there's like 50 services you guys offer. Well, I mainly need social media promotions. Okay, well, now it's simple for you. Okay, let's focus on that. And then sometimes you have the customer that wants everything. They want the whole buffet. And then that's a campaign. That's a whole package. So we're working really hard on simplifying everything that we're offering. And you'll see an app coming out real soon that will be a membership-based app that will help to be a real amazing solution for all the people that use it. But it's just very expensive and very tedious in building the simplification of what people want.
Yeah.
People have no idea what it takes to do that.
Because my show keeps dropping.
You're on, Carmelita.
Carmelita, you're on air. So do you want us to –
Hi, Carmelita.
You?
You're always welcome. But anyway,
okay. So I think the engineer
muted
her. Okay.
We're always amazed and impressed by all this. Retha can hold on to this a little bit better because she's into the tech world, and I try to keep up with Eric, and it helps. You know, it goes to show you. You know, Eric, it's kind of like when we talked about different stages from a long time ago. East meets West, and you know, rap meets country, and we've done things like that. This is kind of a generation meets generation type thing. And how it relates, like when I said I go to the restaurants and the young people listen to the older tunes that we used to like, and they like it, you know. And if you remember, Eric, I don't know if you can remember this. This goes back to when you were in high school. We were walking down the street with about five of your friends, and there was some music playing. One of the guys in your group said, boy, I wish I grew up in the 60s. You remember that? You probably don't.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah, I do.
Yeah, that was a statement.
But, and there's so many different levels of technology. You know, Retha, you give great information for baby boomer tech. You know, that's really good information what you're actually relaying, and it's very important because there's so many scammers and hackers now, and unfortunately they take advantage of the unknowledgeable. I can't tell you how many friends of mine have contacted me and said, "Hey, I lost access to my verified Facebook account. I lost this. I lost that," because they're getting more and more clever. The bottom line. Is if you don't know it, don't click it. Period. If you don't know who it is, if you're not familiar with it, if it's not in your database, if it's not a friend of yours, if it's not a friend of a friend, delete it.
And even if it's a friend of yours, they almost every 6 months someone clones my Facebook account like clockwork, and you can go into Facebook and you can go in and report it.
Well, that comes from being a public figure. You're a public figure. You've been out there doing a lot of things, Retha.
They do it to everybody. They'll do it to everybody. If you get a message from Jim Zuli that he's in France and he lost his wallet, could you send him $1,000? Trust me, Jim's not going to do that.
Well, no, I was in France and I did lose my wallet. So.
Yeah,
and I have $1,000 there. So
you've never been to France, Dad. That is a hack, and basically, if you see a message come into you with somebody saying, "Here's a dire emergency, I need money," or anything like that, if you see a link, especially if you see a link saying, "Who's this?" or "I can't believe you're in this video," or something like that. Anything that relates to you, and they're trying to talk to you, and they make it seem like they're trying to get you to click. Anything that seems like they're trying to get you to click on something, don't ever click on it, because that's what's called a Trojan horse virus. And a Trojan horse virus actually will go into your computer, it will go into your information, and it will actually send your credit card information, your Social Security, anything that they can find that's in your data. When a lot of times your computer holds a lot of data, the second you click on that, boom, they get access to all of your stuff. So on an email,
and you
on a message on Facebook.
Yeah,
it's a very nasty virus. And then, you know, it's called malware. And so I would suggest to everybody that you get a malware search, you know, protection. There's a great software, which is trying to think of the name of the software. If I can think of the name, I'll give it to you guys. But it's a great app, and it will a lot of times protect you on a lot of stuff. It's called Malwarebytes. There it is. I just found it. Malwarebytes. MALWAR, EBYTES. Malwarebytes. And, that will help to scan and protect. You can set it up to protect and make sure that it will detect that type of stuff. So if you click on something, it will a lot of times remove it or quarantine it so it doesn't affect you. And if you jump on it in enough time, you won't really be as affected as bad. So I definitely recommend everybody gets Malwarebytes. That'll really help you. That's the add on to your tech time there, Retha.
Yeah, talking about a treasure trove of information. Whew. Wow. Yeah,
we actually need to wrap up because we're way after 11 o'clock. But let me say a couple things on the event side of things. We are going to be releasing a new website, and as well as the app when it comes out, a new website that's specifically made to give you guys events information, allow you to do pay per view for your events, to help you make more money with your events, to help you sell tickets. We're kind of bringing in like an Eventbrite too easy way. And basically, we're bringing in a whole system to make it simpler for our members when it has to do with the events, as well as options for us to cover your events. We bring video cameras out. We bring photography cameras out. We have a magazine. We have a photo agency. A lot of people don't know that, but we actually are building a photo agency, Easy Way Images. And we have a TV network on Roku, Apple, Amazon, and all your mobile devices. So if we go to your event, And we do interviews or we do coverage in any way, that's just going to add that many more eyeballs, that much more traffic and awareness you know, to your event. So we're putting that option together. There's also going to be an event calendar and a newsletter, and we also have a texting system. So we have all these different systems for you to keep in touch with us, because ultimately a lot of people want to go to our events. And it's not just our events, it's our members' events. There's Zoom events, there's digital events, there's avatar events, there's metaverse events, and then there's all the regular physical events. And we have many, many, many events coming up in San Diego, Orange County, and Los Angeles. And an event is a great way to network your way to success, to build your leads, your data, so you can better your business. That's why people go to events. They go to events to network. Well, we're just going to make it simpler and easier on people to do that.
We
have some great events this weekend. ABC Youth Foundation is going to be great. I'll be hosting. I'll be entertaining you guys. I know a lot of you guys, you know, do appreciate me when I dance on stage and I rap and I do my thing. So I try to do my best to entertain, and so that'll be fun on the 11th. I'll be hosting the ABC Youth Foundation amateur boxing event, supported by Archie Moore and his son. You know, Archie Moore's gone, but his son lives on. And speaking of legacies, we got the Easy Way Awards event coming up as well, December 9th, which will be how you become a legend with your brand, and then how that expands into becoming a legacy, because we give a legend award every year to help you continue your legacy. And so, yeah, no, thanks for having me on. Thanks for letting me update everything. Radio Boomers Live is great. We're going to be throwing out more and more ideas. And if you guys are listening to the show, we definitely want to hear from you. So please email us at EasyWay Network, letter E, letter ZWAY, network, @gmail.com. And let us know what you think, if you have ideas, if you might want to be on the show. Just reach out to us and stay in touch. And our Instagram, follow us on Instagram, is Easy Way Broadcasting. So letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, Broadcasting. And, you know, all of our broadcasts are on that Instagram. So please go follow that Instagram. It's like 5,000 followers.
And the studio that we visited out there in Santa Monica, you mentioned that?
Yeah, so the studio is going to be incredible. It's really going to be a space for – I mean, they're building a whole podcast room, the multiple rooms and recording rooms and live studio audience. I mean, if people have a podcast, we can help you take it to another level. That you can literally have a stage in a live studio audience situation. You know, I have a blog called Eric Zulli News. I have an Eric Zulli News blog. I was just at NAMM, the biggest music convention in the world. I was just at NAMM. I'm going to be blogging about that. We just blogged about their big award show. And it's a fun blog people like to follow. I will be blogging about this studio and giving you guys more information. If you do want to get more information, go follow and subscribe to Eric Zulli, Z-U-L-E-Y, E-R-I-C, Eric Zulli News.com, and you'll get all the information as far as what I do. And that's one of the things we're doing. So I'll be blogging that.
So cool. Thank you, Eric, for taking the time to give us that.
And I want to give a shout-out to my 125,000 followers. I love you guys. Thank you so much, and thank you for helping spread the word. Let's make it 150,000. Let's keep growing, and let's keep uniting the light. Go God. Go Rita. Go Dad. Go Radio Boomers Live. Go Carmelita, and I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric. And boy, I'll tell you, a lot of stuff, Reese, right? I mean, you know, he built that WTV channel up to 14 million viewers when he first started out. You remember back in the WTV days. Anyway, we want to thank Tim Harrington for coming on, talking about interesting and informative. And we want to thank Carmelita for bringing William Mickey Stevenson, known as Mickey, and his wife Michelle on. And this is some really interesting stuff that hits home for us, Reith and I, when we hear that kind of music. And, Reith, I don't know, I'll hit you with this. Any parting words of wisdom?
Just don't forget to vote. Tomorrow's the last day. You have till 8 p.m. tomorrow evening to get that vote counted. And just have a wonderful, wonderful week.
There you go, guys. So until next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.